It looks like Republicans will hold on to a 38-seat lead in the U.S. House of Representatives. That's despite numbers showing that the Democrats actually got 0.6% more popular votes in House races than the Republicans did. So why is that? Joining us to explain, Nicholas Gettert is a researcher in the Department of Political Science at Washington University in St. Louis. So why this disparity between the slight majority of people voting for Democrats in the House and the large lead of Republicans in House seats?
Good afternoon. It's great to be on. So I think there are two major reasons why the Democrats won the popular vote, so more votes in the House of Representatives, but still lost control of the House, and the Republicans won a 30-some-odd seat majority. So I think one big reason that a lot of people are talking about is that Republicans controlled the redistricting process in a lot more states and many large states, a lot more states than Democrats did. So in states like Pennsylvania and North Carolina and Michigan, Republicans were able to achieve large majorities in those House delegations, despite the fact that Democrats won more votes for Congress in those states. So, for instance, in Pennsylvania, Democrats won 51% of the vote for Congress in the state as a whole, but they only won 28% of the seats. And Republicans controlled a lot more of the processes than Democrats did. So that gave them a number of seats, perhaps more than they deserved. But I think one sort of commonly overlooked aspect, and I think it's actually a bigger factor than the partisan control of gerrymandering, is the simple fact that the geographic distribution of where Democrats live and where Republicans live actually favors the Republicans in the districting process. And what I mean by that is that Democrats tend to be concentrated in very dense urban locations, and you tend to see districts where they win 80 to 90% of the vote, essentially wasting a lot of their own votes, while Republicans tend to be more spread out. So it's very easy to draw districts where Republicans win, say, 55, maybe 60% of the vote. So their vote is spread out much more efficiently. They can win a lot more seats by narrower margins, while the Democrats win fewer seats by much larger margins.
Nicholas, in the post-election analysis of the presidential race, a lot was made about how the demographics of America are turning to favor the Democrats. Will those trends eventually overwhelm the trends that you just mentioned that have favored the Republicans in the House?
I think that is quite possible. So in my analysis of looking state by state, I saw a lot of bias against Democrats in states where the partisan divide hewed closely to, say, the urban-rural or black-white divide, for instance, in Ohio or Pennsylvania. Where I didn't see a lot of bias is in the western states, the fastest-growing states, the most strongly Hispanic states, where maybe the distribution of population does not disfavor the Democrats as much. So I think if the Democrats can hold on to the sort of Hispanic vote strength that they saw in this most recent election, that will only help them in the future. And eventually, it might very well overwhelm this bias that we're seeing.
Nicholas Gettert, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Nicholas Gettert, a researcher at the Department of Political Science at Washington University in St. Louis.